Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Nelson Briles. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Patek reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osteen juggles the ball. That's an error on Osteen. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Varney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dent. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Bryles covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford strikes out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. White reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. Varney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niles Nyman pinch runs for Carlos May. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Niles Nyman now playing left field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Dent reaches second base with a double. Squires goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-2 in the game. Varney hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Hal McRae. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. Nyman moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 3 in the game. Varney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.